Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Accomplishment Coaching is proud to present the following fine programming. Accomplishment Coaching, where coaches lead and leaders coach. AccomplishmentCoaching.com.
Welcome back to The Coaching Show with your host, Master Certified Coach Christopher McCullough.
We are. I'm delighted to welcome back our guest, Magdalena Mook, who is the CEO and Executive Director of the International Coach Federation. Also has the distinction of my first guest of the year that I've cut off inadvertently. So if you get the opportunity, do not cut off the CEO and Executive Director of the International Coach Federation if you're a coach or even just a decent human being. I apologize, Magda. The music is intended as a signal that we're coming to the break, and I'm sorry that it wasn't clear.
No worries.
Would you like to?
I feel, you know, special for that reason.
For all the wrong reasons. Let's go back a step. The question was about the relevance of credentials of the PCC, yeah. ACC, and MCC credentials. Did you want to remake the point, or at least the last part of the point, so that it didn't get lost?
Yeah, I would like to just add the very important part that nowadays what we see, as I said before, that there was more of a badge of honor, if you will, and an accomplishment for the coach. Nowadays, we see clients and businesses in particular being quite specific about requiring, not just preferring, but requiring ICF credential in order for a coach to either have a potential to work as an internal coach or to be able to bid on a job, if you will, as an external coach. There are some major corporations that are requiring this. U.S. federal government has that requirement as well. So as we talked all along that we want ICF credential to be a gold standard for professional coaching, it's happening. And what's even more delighting to me is that it's not just in North America. We see that happening in Australia, in Asia, in Europe. So, and we also see it from the other side, from the side of our members who before several years back perhaps would say, I don't think I necessarily need the credential. I'm doing fine. Now coming back saying, you know, I feel like I'm limiting myself but not actually holding a credential. So clearly the marketplace is recognizing the value of ICF credential as a distinguishing factor between people who may call themselves coaches, and they may be very well, you know, good coaches, but that credential clearly puts an individual in a league of trained, evaluated, proven professionals.
Indeed. It feels like I would be remiss if I didn't ask you at least three questions. And with your permission, I'll give you the topic of the three and invite you to address them however you'd like. We've got about 5 minutes left in our time together today. The first is probably the most personal to you, which is you've been an remarkably effective, demonstrably more effective than some, leader for the International Coach Federation. And I'm wondering if you'd share with us your leadership focus or style, your leadership, you're somebody who's studied leadership and worked with leaders. So I'd love to hear anything you have to share about leadership and what works for you so effectively. Mm-hmm. The second area is about the future of coaching. I think we've seen lots of people sort of move towards trying to make a larger difference than the one-on-one traditional view of coaching, either going online or that sort of thing. And also we've seen more types of competitors, the organizational development experts and therapists and stuff like that, people from other ancillary professions or related professions sort of encroaching, if you will, on the field of coaching, as well as the rise of internal coaches. So anything mm-hmm. about the future of coaches and coaching. And then finally, the future of the International Coach Federation, insofar as it may be distinct from the future of coaching. Ready? So those are three juicy areas. Please feel free to make your way among them as you like.
And you give me 5 minutes.
Indeed.
Okay. So I'll start with the future of coaching because, in my opinion, the future of coaching is bright. Coaching is growing all over the world. Coaching is being recognized. in many, many more countries than where it originated from. Coaching is being adopted by businesses and individuals alike. We hear a lot of beautiful stories about coaching being utilized in educational spheres, in healthcare. So in the areas of the life, if you will, that perhaps before you wouldn't even talk about coaching. We see the trend of younger people wanting to be coached. And with that is a great future for the coaches themselves, because these younger people want younger coaches.
Mm-hmm.
We see pretty constant growth for ICF itself. We are now, you know, proud house home to about 30,000 people around the globe, and we still see a upward trend in every area of the world. And it's also true for the coach training organizations. So we know that we have a good supply and demand going on at the same time. As far as internal coaching, yes. We see another phenomenon, which is more and more organizations investing in their leaders and managers to use coaching skills. So they are not, if you will, coaching, but they are really implementing and utilizing some of the coaching competencies in their regular work as managers and leaders, and that's a fast-growing area. And frankly, to my delight, I see more of a systemic approach to coaching. I am a systemic coach, so I can't help but like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that instead of giving a responsibility to one individual to suddenly be able to change the entire system, the more and more organizations and institutions make coaching available to a greater number of people at different levels of the organization, so it can transcend through the entire organization or enterprise, and therefore has a much greater and faster impact with that. Somebody asked me, you know, is there already a saturation of coaches? And my answer is no, because so many more people are only learning about coaching and are willing to try it. And there is a lot of research that we have, as you know, found at coachfederation.org on our research portal that proves that willingness to engage in coaching engagements, and also being aware of what coaching is and being able to define properly what coaching is vis-a-vis these other professions. You mentioned the other competition. One may say that coaching started encroaching on them some time ago.
Nice.
So, you know, my answer to that is there is room for everybody. Coaching is not a silver bullet, and neither is any of these other modalities. Sometimes the combination is the best. Sometimes one or the other is best for an individual or a team or an organization. Coaching is proven to work. And again, we have a very good, not only market proof for that with the satisfaction of the clients and the outcomes and the return on investment, but also from a science side, neuroscience right now beautifully helping us understand how come it's coaching that's working so well. So I think that the future for coaching is absolutely bright and brilliant as long as we hold to professional standards and keep distinguishing between true coaching vis-a-vis a, well, rather fashionable term that is currently being used as coaching.
Nice. Magdalena, I want to be clear, we've got about 28 seconds left. And so despite our brief, despite your generosity, we come to the end of our time together. Is there a parting thought or parting shot you'd like to give us today?
You asked me about me as a leader of ICF.
Yes.
I am a trained coach. I work with a coach. I use the coaching style with my team. I think that's what makes a difference. It did make a tremendous difference to me, so I hope that this is what shows in here. So I would, from my perspective, I would invite everybody to work with professional coach.
Beautiful. It is such a delight to be with you. Thank you so much for all of your leadership, and thank you for your generosity with your time with us, 25,000 listeners or so. We're delighted at the fine work you're doing at the Coach Federation. Please take good care of yourself, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Christopher.
Well, that's another edition of the Coaching Show Behind Us.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
Do you love wine, but it doesn't love you back in the morning? Then it's time to try Alkotox, the ultimate hangover cure. Alkotox is a dietary supplement that reduces the harmful side effects of alcohol, and it benefits all alcohol consumers, not just those who occasionally overindulge. So now, for less than the cost of a drink, you can wake up hangover-free. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com and let Alkotox make hangovers a thing of the past.
Hi, Scale listener. This is David Finkel, co-host with Jeff Hoffman of Scale Your Business. I wanted to let you know that our newest book, Scale, was just released, and to encourage you to get your copy. The book will give you 7 proven principles to grow your business and get your life back. Scale will help you work less by getting your business to produce more. Get your copy online or at your local bookseller. For more information, visit us online at scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.